Are you sure?
Here's the 30-second lesson on what legends know. Never ask a bride why she's getting married. Don't wear a skirt on a windy day. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't sniff chili flakes. And don't forget, saving is not investing. Legends don't just save, they invest in mutual funds. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
After a string of really long episodes of Cut the Clutter, some of which I have done with my colleagues or our columnists, I'm giving you a particularly crisp and shorter one today. That's because the Supreme Court has given us a very sharp judgment, very well-worded, sharp judgment. What they've done is, what they describe as correcting an error made in an earlier Supreme Court judgment in 1998. What was the case? The case is, the question is, an elected member of parliament or a state assembly, if they commit a crime, particularly in this specific case, if they take a bribe outside to do something in the house, can they be prosecuted or not? 1998 order by a 5-judge bench, it was a 3-2 order, 2 judges dissented, majority order. That order said that the elected member of parliament enjoys that immunity, even if they take a bribe outside and say vote based on that bribe. Somebody says, oh, I have vote of no confidence coming in, ye paisa le lo, andar vote de do. If they vote, that's fine. And that by implication, because Article 194 of the Constitution follows 105, 105 gives MPs immunity, 194 following on extends the same immunity to state assembly members also. That 1998 order the Supreme Court has today overturned, and they've done it in ways that have really interesting implications. So first of all, just my opinion, this is a very good judgment. It's a very good judgment. The 1998 order was flawed, and it's tragic that order remained on the books, or that order continued to be followed for 26 years now. It's taken 26 years to rectify that. As we go along, I will tell you how this rectification came about. What was it that enabled the Supreme Court to look at this issue once again and correct what it itself has now called the error made by the bench in 1998. In Narasimha Rao's 5 years, some of you might remember, there were many allegations that he and the Congress party paid off some people to vote for him as he faced multiple no confidence motions or multiple threats to the survival of his government, because he ran a minority government for 5 years. So it goes back then, and that is when the Supreme Court has said that no, if a sitting MP is offered a bribe, is given a bribe, and he or she takes the bribe and votes according to the bribe, no problem. The elected member still enjoys the immunity granted under Article 105 of Constitution, and similarly following on it, Article 194 of our Constitution extends the same protection, the same immunity to elected members of state assemblies as well. That judgment had some nuances which I will come to. Today, the Supreme Court, in a 7-bench order, which is rare, because it's rare that Supreme Court gives a 7-bench order. In fact, as we are researching, it looks like the last 7-bench order was then they had held a High Court judge guilty, Justice Karnan guilty. That was some time back. In this order, the larger bench has reversed an earlier order by a 5-judge bench in 1998, saying that legislators will continue to have this immunity or upholding that immunity. So this is a big change, and we'll talk about that. And as I talk about it, I will tell you that my colleague and our senior most person in our stellar legal team, Bhadra Sinha, is watching right there in front of me to make sure I do nothing wrong. I am very fortunate that I am watched all the time by really smart people. Otherwise, I'll be making a fool of myself all the time. And this is something coming straight out of the judiciary. So I told you that there is Article 105, which gives immunity to a legislator, an MP, from many things, because they happen to be members of a house. This question came up initially in Narasimha Rao's reign, when many members of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, also Ajit Singh, whose son Jayant Chaudhary, by the way, now took his party to NDA. So he's now a member of NDA. He was a member of the early India Alliance earlier. Now, Ajit Singh also, many of these people, Shibu Soren, whose son now is under arrest by ED, he was then the preeminent Jharkhand tribal leader. Shibu Soren, Ajit Singh and others, they all faced prosecution at that point on the allegations that they had taken money to vote for Narasimha Rao. Now, very interesting thing happened. A Supreme Court in a 1998 order, and that order was, majority order was written by Justice Barucha. In that order, it was a 3-2 order by a 5-judge bench. They said that this immunity is complete, that any legislator, any MP who actually took the bribe and was quote-unquote, my word, not the judges, and was quote-unquote, my word, honorable enough to deliver on their bribe, which means if they took the money from somebody, they said, I'll promise to vote for so-and-so and voted for the same guy, they were then held to be immune from any prosecution. The only exception that was made was in the case of one who took the bribe but did not vote, and that was Ajit Singh. So once again, what is the logic of the judgment? There must be honor among thieves, right? Aapne bribe liya, you can't take the bribe and not vote. If you take the bribe and vote, it's fine, you get immunity. If you take the bribe and not vote, you don't get immunity. So in that case, Ajit Singh faced prosecution, and that prosecution went on for some time along with Narasimha Rao and others. The court then had said that bribe giver will be punished. It's a crime to give bribe to a sitting MP or MLA, but it is not a crime to receive a bribe. That is what the Supreme Court has changed today in this 7-bench order. This 1998 order has also come up for reconsideration in the Supreme Court because of very interesting reasons. In fact, very fascinating reasons. Our politics, I told you about Ajit Singh then and Jayant Chaudhary now, his son. Similarly, that case, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha case, was about Shibu Soren and his MPs. This case, which has now brought about this reconsideration, this involved Shibu Soren's daughter-in-law. In fact, his older son's wife, not Hemant Soren's wife, not the chief minister's, former chief minister's wife, his older son's wife, Sita Soren. Against Sita Soren also, there was a case a bit like Ajit Singh's, a case against Ajit Singh, that she also allegedly took money from somebody, from a businessman who was contesting for Rajya Sabha in Jharkhand. A lot of business people do it. They buy stray seats, straight MLAs from here and there, and then they get the critical mass to get elected to Rajya Sabha. So she took money from a businessman but did not vote for him. So again, the law applied to her as it applied to Ajit Singh, that look, you might be dishonorable enough for taking the bribe, that's all right, but you were also dishonorable in not voting on your promise. So paise deke aap mukar gaye, that's why you will still be charged under the law. So she went to Supreme Court to challenge the 1998 order. The effect, however, has been the opposite of what she might have imagined, because not only has she been denied immunity, so her denial of immunity continues. In this judgment, the Supreme Court has also taken away the immunity given to other members of parliament and state assemblies for any serious lawlessness, any serious breaking of the law. Which means, for example, one of the things that will happen as a result is that Mahua Moitra's cases will get a new dimension, because so far, she and her lawyers might have been believing that she will have protection on sort of favors for questions charges, that she is an elected MP. So if MPs are even immune to charges of accepting bribery, as long as they do what they promise to do, she could also use, or her lawyers could also use, the same argument. But that has now gone. That has now gone for the simple reason. Now you might say, how can the law apply retrospectively? Now, criminal law does not apply retrospectively, you are very right. But that is if it's a new law. This is not a new law. In this case, all that the court has done is, the 7-judge bench has done is, they have made a different interpretation of Article 105 of the Constitution than was made in 1998. So the law remains the same. The law has not been amended. This article of the Constitution has not been amended. In view of this, The new interpretation will apply to Mahua Moitra's case. That's what we understand from legal experts we spoke to after this judgment. I will just quote to you one para from this order, and I quote, the judgment in P.V. Narasimha Rao, that is the P.V. Narasimha Rao case, the 1998 judgment, the judgment in P.V. Narasimha Rao, which grants immunity from prosecution to a member of his legislature who has allegedly engaged in bribery for casting a vote or making a speech, has wide ramifications on public life and parliamentary democracy. This is the grave danger of this court allowing the errors to be perpetuated if the decision was not reconsidered. So the 7-judge bench has said that the 5-judge bench with the 3-2 verdict in 1998 had erred in their interpretation, and they are now correcting that error. So that is the big change in India. This will also have impact not just on the Mahua Moitra case, but some other cases also. For example, 2015, there was a case of alleged vandalism by MLAs of the CPM. Those cases have been sitting, and the CPM government would have liked to believe that those MLAs have immunity because they were elected members. This judgment now, in fact, means that immunity will also be lost. So those cases will also need to be pursued.